O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, September 21st, 2015. And so that I don't derail myself, I've listed out some of the topics I hope to share with you this morning, beginning with some announcements, God sightings, hummingbird prep, stories of listeners, our international picnic, mall walkers, and survey winners. So we'll see if I can cover all these. I have my pen in hand so I can check these off. But let me set the stage for the international picnic that was held at our home. I think we had 68 or 72, somewhere right around 70 internationals come out for a picnic potluck. Then we had a big campfire, some fun games, and a lot of great fellowship time, as many of these internationals participate in English conversation courses at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign. And so every year there's a big gathering, and we were asked, could we host it at our home? And we said, why, certainly. And so it was really special to interact and fellowship with many of these being visiting scholars and their family members, a number of little boys and girls that absolutely loved playing in the fire. But lest I digress more, I did a quick search on foreigners in the Bible. There was a lot of material, but it led me to Ephesians chapter 2. And actually, I was just going to read a couple verses, Ephesians 2, 11 and 12, or Ephesians 2, 19, specifically mentioning foreigners. But this is such a rich passage. I'll begin at verse 8 and see where it takes me. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That passage will preach. Verse 11, therefore remember that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who called themselves the circumcised, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to those who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Oh, this is good stuff, friends. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple to the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. I had to go to the end of the chapter. That was most of Ephesians chapter 2. And what a privilege God gives us to interact with people, not only with our family members or in our neighborhood, but with people throughout the world. And that was the case for us on Saturday, and it was so much fun. So here's a wonderful song by the Praise Band, Tell the World, to serve as a reminder to all of us that we have the good news message of the gospel and the privilege to convey and share it with everyone we know, and even those we don't know.
Tell the world the message. Take it
shame.
Just love that song, Tell the World by the Praise Band. May it resonate in all of our hearts throughout this day, this week, this month, this year, this decade, this century, that we are called to tell the good news message of Jesus to the world. All right, some quick announcements. Tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear from Joy Pace and Ivy Jelks. They'll be talking about the 40 Days for Life that begin on Wednesday. And so I invite you to tune in for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends and hear some of the ways you can get involved. And you can learn more information at 40daysforlife.com. 40 days, that's 40, daysforlife.com. Then on Wednesday, I'll make a phone call to Dr. Dan Green. He's coming this Friday and Saturday to put on a special class called Forgiveness and Reconciliation through the Urbana Theological Seminary. And so we'll learn about forgiveness, reconciliation, why you should sign up for the class, and I'll get him to give us some pointers on what we as followers of Jesus should know about forgiveness and reconciliation. All right, your hummingbirds, they're migrating through, heading south. This will probably be the last time you need to fill up your feeder. I was filling mine every 3 to 5 days. We've had lots of hummingbirds around here. But put a new batch of sugar water in your feeder, maybe about a third or a fourth of sugar and just water, and get those hummingbirds equipped for the days ahead as they travel south. Well, on Saturday from about 8:30 to about 1:15, Great News Radio was represented at the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair. I got to meet a number of listeners, mall walkers, and others traveling through the mall as I handed out literature, talked about the station, had people fill out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and I even recorded a few people, which you'll hear in just a moment, voices of Paul Wheelhouse, Matt Vonderheide, and Vonseel Coleman, as they graciously agreed to share some thoughts. And so here's what they had to say.
Hi, this is Paul Wheelhouse, and I listen to Great News Radio. I have got my alarm clock set to the radio at 7:30 when I wake up and listen all the way through to David Jeremiah's Turning Point. And I've been listening to Christian radio for over 30 years and so much appreciate the ministry that they provide in bringing the gospel, the good news to the people around the whole listening area. So I give thanks to God for Mark and the wonderful ministry he has. And I'm originally from St. Louis, but moved up here to work at the university from Florida. Been in Florida for about 20 years and listen to Christian radio there as well. So give thanks to God for all your wonderful service. Let the good news get out. Amen.
My name is Matt Vonderheide, and I listen to Great News Radio whenever I'm doing all my carpentry work. And I live in Urbana, Illinois, and I enjoy all the classical church music, like Amazing Grace and good stuff like that, and helps me get through the day.
Hi, Great News listeners. My name is Vonseel Coleman, and I listen to Great News Radio every day, 24 hours a day. My favorite programs are Tony Evans, I like Focus on the Family, Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah, I love Unshackled, and Revive Our Hearts, Nancy DeLomas, I love her. I moved to Champaign in 1998, and a friend told me about Great News Radio, and I've been listening ever since, and I just love Great News Radio, and they have discipled me, and I just thank God for them, and I pray for you all every night. I so appreciate Great News Radio. Thank God for Mark and family and friends.
Oh, I just love listener testimonies, and that Vonseel, she's a survivor of, I think, brain cancer. Part of our 2020 challenge, a faithful listener to the station, as all three of these friends are, and it was great. I got to spend a lot of time talking to them all, but I love recording listeners sharing how God is using this ministry in their lives. Well, I want to maybe fit in another song by Fernando Ortega. We'll see if I can fit that in. Let's see. I've checked off. I've made the announcements. Oh, God Sightings. Many of you are aware that on April 7th of 1996, we went on the air with our first broadcast on 102.5 FM WGNN. Well, April 7th of 2016 will be our official 20th birthday, and we're going to have a big celebration. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has agreed to come down and share a message. Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network will help with the evening. The Singing Men will sing some songs. I have another super special announcement I can't wait to share that'll be participating in the evening. But I'm still looking for a location. I've been praying it up for many weeks, actually a few months. And I think I know where it can be held that'll be able to accommodate 500 to 2,000 people. And so I'll have more to say in the days ahead as it all gets worked out. But I'm hoping it's going to be a huge answer to prayer. And it seems like God's giving me real peace about the situation. So hopefully it'll all come together. All right, survey winners. These are people that filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys. I have my bucket filled with a lot of different survey names. And I just grabbed a bunch of different books. Everything from No More Perfect Moms by Jill Savage to some things by Ravi Zacharias, Sandy Patty, Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, another one by Charles Stanley, a whole stack of books. And I'll just figure out after I go through the surveys what might be a good match for the people. But the first winner is... So I'll grab like a half a dozen or so. Let me just get a fistful here. And the first winner is Mary Ann Manis. Let's see, she didn't give an address, but she says, I am receiving mailings, so hopefully we have her address. I listen all the time. She enjoys Sunday worship. She's been listening for 2 years. Oh, it looks like at home in Camargo, Illinois. Your station opens the door to the Holy Spirit and serves the Most High. Bless you. Thank you, Mary. We'll get out a good gift for you. Charlotte Bowen from Paxton, married to Bert. She listens to 89.3, 102.5, Mark and Friends, David Jeremiah, 10-plus years. Enjoys Paul Heil, Paws and Tales. She heard about it from a friend, likes the Gaither music. And Charlotte, we'll send you off a gift. Nancy Gill. Oh, we know Nancy. Nancy enjoys David Jeremiah, always Mark and Friends. Well, good morning, Nancy, if you're tuned in today. She likes Michael Redelnik on the weekend. Sometimes your spots interfere with the answers to a question, especially during Mr. Redelnik. I'll have to look into that. Could be because we get a network feed from his program and we have assigned slots for radio announcements and maybe there's something off kilter there. So if you ever hear anything wrong with the station or more than a 3 or 6 second pause, don't hesitate to call in. Sometimes we're not even aware of it ourselves, even though we try to listen as much as we can. But thank you, Nancy, and we'll send you off a gift. The next winner, these are people that filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys at Saturday's Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair at the Lincoln Square Mall. The next winner is Von Seal Coleman. You just heard her voice a few minutes ago. She likes Tony Evans, Midday Connection. Oh, one of her favorite artists, Smokey Robinson. She likes a variety of music, listens different times. Expect a gift, Von Seal. I'll see if I have anything by Tony Evans. I know you appreciate him. All right, the next winner. Let's see, I have three more. Alan Hannigan. He's prayed for the station, volunteered, financially supported, told others, logged on to the website, emailed the ministry, listens to GNN, GNJ, likes Charles Stanley, Erwin Lutzer, Adventures in Odyssey. He sings with the Singing Men, likes lots of music. All right, Alan, you finally won. Expect a gift in the mail in the next few days. Last couple winners, Ernest Porter, married to Jeanette, likes Erwin Lutzer, Charles Stanley, Gospel Greats. He remembers when it started, enjoys Greater Vision, The Hoppers, and would like to receive mailings. All right, and finally, Jeanette, it looks like Porter, didn't say what address or state, but gave her phone number so we can figure that out. Enjoys David Jeremiah, Erwin Lutzer, Charles Stanley, Kay Arthur, Chuck Swindoll, Gospel Greats. So she must tune in. Well, those are all people that filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys. It was great to meet so many people at the Lincoln Square Mall on Saturday. Well, it looks like I have a little time to share Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy by Fernando Ortega. So I'll close out. Don't forget, special guest Joy Pace and Ivy Jelks will be tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, talking about 40 Days for Life. And then on Wednesday, you'll hear from Dr. Dan Green. He's teaching a class at the Urbana Theological Seminary on forgiveness and reconciliation. It's actually 3 weekends, this Friday and Saturday, then a Friday and Saturday in October, and a Friday and Saturday in December. And you can find out more by tuning in for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. Free bounty.